Peace be with you. I am Bruce Wozniak. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots of other platforms. Thanks so much for joining me for this and hopefully many other episodes. The show website is CatholicSportsRadio.net. You can listen there, but there are also links there to hear the show on all kinds of podcast listening apps, and there are links on the website to Catholic Sports Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can always send comments through the website. Plus, you can post thoughts, suggestions, and engage with other listeners in the show's Facebook group, which is called CSR Listeners. There's a button for that, too, on CatholicSportsRadio.net. Also on the website is a section called Pray With Us. It's under the heading that you'll see, which is titled For Listeners. You are all encouraged to utilize that as well. There are different options for privacy or public. And by the way, if this is your first time listening, thank you. And do go back and listen to previous episodes of Catholic Sports Radio. There have been a lot of great guests, a lot of really good testimony. In terms of my ministry moment for this episode, I'm always amazed when I hear football coaches or football players refer to the names for certain plays. And I'm not just talking about, say, a two-word phrase like flea flicker. There are complex calls that the quarterback barks out, which only his teammates know and need to have studied the playbook deeply to understand and be fluent in. We all remember when Peyton Manning was yelling Omaha at the line of scrimmage, and viewers and spectators could just sit by and scratch our heads. Recently at Mass, we heard from Acts chapter 2 when it said in verse 6, "At this sound, they gathered in a large crowd, but they were confused because each one heard them speaking in his own language." And depending on where you read from, that might be worded a little differently because there are different versions of the Bible. The fact is, we are all given gifts and tools to, in our own words, spread the good news of the Lord. We don't have to be as intricate as Peyton Manning or Tom Brady or other NFL quarterbacks. We don't need to disguise our message so that others can't crack the code and thus limit who can hear it. Rather, Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." Moving on now with episode 71, my guest is the athletic director and basketball coach at Tampa Catholic High School, where he has been for over 30 years and was a 2015 inductee to their Hall of Fame. Back in his high school days, he played 4 years of basketball and baseball, plus 1 year of football. A lifelong Catholic, he has also had coaching stops in West Virginia, as well as 5 years at another high school in the Tampa Bay area. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Don DeZagua.
Bruce, thank you. It's quite an honor to be a guest on your show. I know some of the outstanding previous guests that you have had, and I feel very honored that you've asked me to be on the show today.
My pleasure, my pleasure. And I appreciate you making time to do this, Don. And wow, I said it in the intro there about you being a lifelong Catholic, but we're talking like really, really deep Catholic roots.
I would agree with you on that regard. I mean, it goes all the way back to my parents, who were, of course, Catholic, and their parents, my grandparents, Catholic, coming over from Poland. It's pretty deep-rooted as far as our Catholic faith goes.
And tell the audience where you were born, because I know that's also a big Catholic area.
Bruce, I was born in Chicago. A name like DeZagua doesn't have the S-K-I on the end of it like a lot of Polish names have, but we are Polish. And as I mentioned, my grandparents came over from Poland, which in itself is a very Catholic country, but grew up, at least my younger years were in Chicago, which is a very Catholic-oriented town, big Polish population there. I think Chicago probably has the second most Polish people behind Warsaw, Poland. So it's a very very Polish, very Catholic city, and grew up in a very Catholic situation there. Not very many years in Chicago, though, Bruce. We moved when I was young to West Virginia. So I really, can kind of consider, both of them, I really do consider Chicago being home. I still have cousins and everything that are still out in the Chicago area, but my family moved to Parkersburg, West Virginia, so I grew up in West Virginia.
And when and why did the family move there? And then talk about your early years as a student in West Virginia.
Bruce, my dad worked for the Bureau of Public Debt. I don't know if anybody is familiar with that, but the Bureau of Public Debt handles all savings bonds. And they transferred or they moved from Chicago to West Virginia. And I'll be honest with you, the stories that I've heard, it was really kind of surprising that my dad and mom and my brother and myself at that time, that they decided, yep, we're going to move from Chicago to West Virginia. And I think his brothers and sisters and that, which would be my aunts and uncles, were like, what? You're going to move to West Virginia? But he had a pretty good job with the Bureau of Public Debt, and, you know, I'm sure he loved Chicago because we would visit Chicago every summer and every Christmas were spent back in Chicago. But the job moved him to West Virginia, so along came my older brother and myself, and I do have a younger sister. She was born in West Virginia, though, so... So we moved to West Virginia, and the Catholic faith certainly came along with us. I went to Catholic grade school, St. Margaret Mary Catholic grade school. There still is a St. Margaret Mary parish, but no longer a Catholic grade school there. And from there, I went to Parkersburg Catholic High School.
Wow.
So, certainly a Catholic upbringing in the DeZoggle household, you could certainly say.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And then in college, you attended Marshall University. You say that in college you concentrated on your studies with the desire to get into coaching. You had played 4 years of basketball and baseball in high school and a year of football, and you even had some smaller school offers for college basketball. So how did you know that your real calling was to be a coach and to not try to continue on as an athlete?
Well, Bruce, I have to tell you, I really did try to continue on as an athlete. I did not have an athletic scholarship to Marshall University. I had some to some smaller institutions than that, but I don't know. My older brother had gone to Marshall, and we had visited Marshall when he was there. You know, we had gone to some games, and I think just coming up through high school, I kind of always thought in my mind, well, I want to go to Marshall. Did not have a basketball offer, but I did try to walk on. And I guess one of those sad parts in a person's life that you have to realize that somewhere along the line, your athletic career is going to end. Well, you know, I made it through the first cut. We had a bunch of, at that time, freshmen did not play on the varsity team. So there was actually a freshman. You had your five or six freshman recruits, and then they were looking for five or six other guys to kind of fill the team. So I make it through the first cut, so to speak, make it through the second cut. But right before Thanksgiving, the coaches put that list on the bulletin board, and my name was not on that list. So a very disappointing part for me. I mean, I had spent that whole summer and actually my whole high school playing basketball. I worked my tail off to try to make that team at Marshall and didn't. So very disappointing. But you know what I really think it did for me? It really opened up my eyes, and I think it gave me a great perspective in regards to kids that try out and they want to make the team and they're just maybe not good enough to make the team, which was my case. I guess I just wasn't good enough to make the team, but you know, it gave me a very good perspective. And all along, I just kind of have been in love with basketball, so I kind of even knew back then that I wanted to become a coach. And even some of the summers when I went back to Parkersburg, I coached the high school team at Parkersburg Catholic in the summer league. So back when I was even a sophomore and a junior in college, I was actually coaching. So it really kind of led to what I wanted to always do. And here I am much older right now and still coaching. So it certainly has been something that has been a big part of my life.
Yeah, it appears as though faith and sports were destined to be intertwined for you. Your first job out of college, you taught for 2 years at Parkersburg Catholic High School, and your first coaching gig came at St. Mary's High School, which I want to guess is or was Catholic.
Well, you know, surprisingly, it was not. I did go back when I graduated from Marshall. I did go back to my alma mater, Parkersburg Catholic, and did coach. Actually, I coached football, I coached basketball, and I coached baseball as an assistant coach in all three of those sports. Parkersburg Catholic, to this day, still open. It's a smaller school, so a lot of the coaches would coach more than one sport. So I coached all three of the sports as an assistant coach.
Wow.
And then from Parkersburg Catholic, I moved to a larger Catholic high school in Wheeling, West Virginia, Central Catholic High School, and had the great fortune to work under a coach by the name of Skip Prosser, who has passed away, was the head coach at Xavier, was the head coach at Wake Forest, and I was there for a couple years. And then I got my first head coaching job at St. Mary's High School, which a lot of people think, well, you went to another Catholic high school, but
yeah.
St. Mary's is actually the name of the town. So St. Mary's was actually a public high school, and I was there for 2 years as the head coach. And, you know, I think one thing, living in a small town, I was a single at that time, and it really wasn't something that I saw living the rest of my life in St. Mary's. So I was kind of looking for another job and that, didn't know where I might end up going, and was on a spring break vacation down here in Florida and saw an ad in the newspaper, just kind of looking through the newspaper. I see an ad for a math teacher at Tampa Catholic High School.
Wow.
So I give them a call, and I say, you know, I'm down here on vacation, you know, like come in for an interview. And they said, oh, yes, sure. Yeah, at that time,
wow.
And probably even to this day, Bruce, I guess it's kind of hard to find math teachers. They're not growing on trees. And when I went there, I actually, they also needed an assistant basketball coach.
Mm.
And I thought, and you know what, the name, the nickname of Tampa Catholic is the Crusaders. The nickname of the Catholic high school that I went to, Parkersburg Catholic, is the Crusaders. Now, Parkersburg Catholic is blue and white. Tampa Catholic is green and white. But I don't know. I think maybe there was just something in there that I said, well, wait a minute. Now, I've gone to Crusaders High School for 4 years, and I taught there for 2 years, and now here's this school down in Tampa, Florida, with the same nickname, Crusaders.
Mm.
Is somebody trying to tell me something?
Yeah,
I don't know.
And how?
So lo and behold, I end up accepting the job. I mean, they offered me the assistant basketball position, math position, and that. And here I was, maybe I think 26 years old at that time, and I thought, you know, what a great opportunity. Let's just pack up and move to Florida. Now I will tell you, the people in West Virginia were like, pretty surprised, like, what, you're moving to Florida? You took a job down in Florida?
Just like the people in Chicago were surprised that y'all were moving to West Virginia.
you know what that's a great point. I wonder if there's meaning behind all of that stuff, Bruce. For some reason, you're right, everybody was really surprised when my dad picked up and moved to West Virginia. And here I was. Now, I didn't have a family or anything, so it was really kind of easy for me to move. I sold my furniture. I packed up this little Mazda truck. My mom and dad helped me move. They were very supportive of anything that I did. And I moved down here to Florida, and I was the assistant coach and a math teacher here at Tampa Catholic for 3 years, 1983 to 86.
But still, there was some, you know, you said, I wonder if there was something in all this for me, and there was. And those of you in the audience who are parents, I want you to go back to what Don said about that he was heartbroken that he didn't make the team, the basketball team at Marshall, because I think the lesson in there, Don, is that as you're detailing for us now, you know, God has something for us all. And so those of you who are parents, you know, learn this lesson and talk about it with your children when they don't make the team at whatever school, whether it's grammar school, whether it's high school, whether it's college, because God has something for all of us. And so in Don's case, you had to go from Chicago to West Virginia and from West Virginia to Tampa. And it wasn't to be a basketball player, it was to be a basketball coach. And parents, I know a lot of you know this, but I've heard a lot of people say that their vocation is being a father or being a mother. And so in Don's case, it wasn't to be a basketball player. It was to be a coach. And as heartwarming as it is to hear his deep devotion to his Catholic faith throughout all this, I'm thinking that it's likely challenged by an extremely big workload that he has at Tampa Catholic. But before I ask him where he's able to carve time out of that schedule to spend with the Lord, I do want to mention that if you like what I do here, if you're listening regularly to Catholic Sports Radio, if it's helping your faith life, if you believe in this ministry, if you enjoy Catholic Sports Radio, you're getting some type of value, some benefit from it, and want to help out, I would appreciate your support. I am just a one-man show taking this all on by myself, unpaid, doing all the producing, hosting, and editing of this show every week, as well as the administrative and promotional work, booking the guests, and so on, which means that all the expenses come out of my pocket. So if you feel I'm giving you something each week that you'd like to support, utilize the Donate to CSR button on CatholicSportsRadio.net, which will give you the opportunity to contribute in whatever amount you wish, securely, online. And for those of you that don't like the idea of putting credit card information online, just email me through the contact page on the website, and I will get you an address to send a check or money order to via U.S. mail. You've heard me talk about some folks that have supported the show that way, through U.S. mail with a check. Anyhow, if you are okay with doing it online, look for the Donate to CSR button on CatholicSportsRadio.net. Pray about it. See if this ministry might be somewhere that you feel moved to support. I would truly appreciate that. On episodes 53 through 60, I had been giving out examples of many expenses that your donation helps me with. You can go back and listen to those to hear the various costs that I was citing. There was another expense, too, that I talked about on episode 67 with a clarification to it 1 week later on episode 68. Anyhow, no contribution is too big and no contribution is too small. It all helps with the various expenses related to running Catholic Sports Radio. Don, from what I can see, it looks like at Tampa Catholic, as the athletic director, you have close to 20 sports teams. So not only do you have to also coach the basketball team and juggle all this work, but do it while setting a good example, being a good Catholic leader for all these student athletes. How do you navigate all that so that these kids see a good Catholic man and not just their coach or not just their athletic director?
You know, that's a great question, Bruce. I think I just try to be a good person in regards to everything that I do, and hopefully that means I'm a good Catholic too. I mean, what's really have been very great for me is the fact that I have spent so much time in Catholic schools that, I've been around the faith and that. Now, I will tell you this, though, predominantly my basketball teams are probably not Catholic. I mean, the players on my team, we get, of course, all different faith religions that come here to Tampa Catholic. You don't have to be Catholic, of course, to go to a Catholic high school or a Catholic school. But I think what I try to do, at least in regards to that, is being a good role model and being a good leader in regards to faith. And that is, we don't spend an inordinate amount of time on that. I mean, we certainly do things from a school standpoint where we have masses and things like that. I mean, all my players, of course, are in theology classes and that type of nature. I mean, all of our sporting events are, you know, we begin with a prayer, and whether it be in the locker room, we also begin with a prayer before all of our athletic events, no matter what athletic event that is. It's a very busy schedule that I have, to be honest with you, but I mean, I certainly would not change it for anything. I happen to have a great assistant athletic director, so he does a fantastic job of really helping out immensely, especially during basketball season.
Well, but I wonder, do you have the benefit of, we've heard other guests on the show talk about that they have, say, the office down the hall from them is the chaplain or the priest, or they'll say, well, we have a church right on campus. Do you have the benefit of any of that type of access, or is it kind of the things that you've been talking about?
No, we do, Bruce. We have all of that, and that,
wow,
that's been a great help. To me and my faith, and that we're Tampa Catholic is actually a Christian Brothers school, Irish Christian Brothers school, which I guess some of the ones like Iona College is Christian Brothers. There's Christian Brothers schools all across the world. We are one of them here, so we actually have a Christian brother, Brother Burns, who has been just fantastic in regards to things that he has done with our athletes and with the school in general. He's, I believe he teaches a speech class, but he is our campus minister.
Mm.
Next year, we're actually going to have a priest also on campus, which is really kind of an unusual type thing for Catholic high schools, I guess, that maybe not, we all don't have the opportunity to have our own priest. Now, we have masses here three days a week in the morning before school starts. Of course, we have a mass once a month for the entire student body, which actually takes place in the gym. How about that? We you know, put tarp down on the gym floor and roll up the baskets and set a stage up and 700 chairs for our students and faculty and that. So we have that going on every month.
Okay.
We have a great program here at Tampa Catholic in regards to our students going on retreat. So all of our athletes, not just my basketball players, all of our athletes are involved with those type of things, where whether they're Catholic or not, it certainly is devoted to them having a faith life and having God in their life and things of that nature. So
yeah, I like it.
So basically, you know, it's kind of almost like, you know, I don't know if that has led me to why I wanted to always be or have spent so much time in Catholic schools. I don't know if I'd become an attorney and I'm in a law office somewhere where I'm not constantly exposed to God and Jesus and that. I mean, we've got a big poster sign of Jesus in our gym, actually, that says, you know, the reason that we are here is, of course, because of him. So I'm kind of always surrounded by those type of things.
Yeah, what a blessing.
Being in a Catholic grade school. So it you know.
What a blessing.
You're exactly right. That's a blessing, because there's a lot of people that certainly will go to their job and there's no indication that anything there would be faith-related or Catholic-related or anything like that.
Absolutely.
And I kind of am exposed to that almost all the time.
Yeah.
So it makes it really easy for me in that regard. And my faith path, I'm not one maybe that's out in the community, you know, talking all the time about my faith and things of that nature. I mean, I think I have a very personal relationship with Jesus and try to do the things that I have. I'm looking at a poster that I have right now in my office, you know, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as though you were working for the Lord and not for people. So, I mean, you know, I guess I'm kind of always surrounded by those type of things, which hopefully has certainly helped me.
I mean,
it certainly has helped me in regards to my faith and how I kind of try to live my life.
Well, but you've obviously seen lots of Tampa Catholic graduates go on to sporting success, but talk about seeing who they go on to become as young men and young women rather than as athletes.
Yeah, that's much more important for what I do or think that I do as a coach, and I certainly hope that our other coaches here at Tampa Catholic feel that way, that we're not here just trying to churn out athletes that go on to college or on to the professional level or anything of that nature. I have been very fortunate that I still have some pretty good relationships with some of my ex-students and that have gone on to become doctors, that have gone on into education. I mean, that really for me is a very tight situation, I guess, when one of your athletes go on and they want to become a teacher and they want to help and things of that nature. So, yeah, a lot of them have families now and that. I just saw something the other day. I'm going to age myself here to your audience, though, but I saw the other day that one of my ex-players, his daughter, is going to be trying out for cheerleading here at Tampa Catholic. She'll be a freshman, so I don't know. I'm not the cheer coach, but boy, I guess that day may come if I continue doing this, that I'll end up coaching the son of one of my ex-players.
Wow.
You know, if that happens, I don't know.
Well, I do want to give you some credit, though, in that you said, you know, you're not this person who's real rah-rah, real visible, high-profile out in the community. But listeners, Don is a member of the Knights of Columbus, and you're a member of the Catholic Student Center at the University of South Florida. I have to admit, I'm not really sure what that is or what all that entails.
That actually is a parish. It's the Catholic Center for the University of South Florida. Mm. So, of course, they have a lot of things that are geared towards the USF students and that, and it kind of, I guess, maybe brings me back. We live by USF, so we're close to the parish there, and there's a very dynamic young priest who is very involved with getting the college students involved with their faith and those type of things. And that, it kind of brings me back, I guess, to my Marshall days, because we had a very good Catholic center right on campus where we went to Mass and things of that nature. So, you know, I'm a member out there. And the Knights of Columbus go way back to Parkersburg, West Virginia. Parkersburg actually has a really nice Knights of Columbus Hall. So, I mean, I can remember going to fish fries and doing things with my parents and that. And, you know, my dad actually, for his work, he used to park at the Knights of Columbus parking lot, and then he'd walk the 4 or 5 blocks to work, to his office. Mm. You know, when he came back, I know he stopped in at the Knights of Columbus.
Wow.
You know, I'm a member of the Knights of Columbus, but I'm going to be honest with you, Bruce, it's not like I'm actively involved with a lot of the stuff that they do. And I think that has nothing to do with the Knights of Columbus. I think it really just has to do with my job, where, you know, I'll get an email that, you know, we have a meeting at 6 o'clock, and it's like, well, I can't go to that meeting at 6 o'clock. I've got, you know, I've got a soccer game that I've got to be working at. So it's not like I get a chance to do a lot of those things. And when you're an athletic director, your hours are, you know, obviously all of our athletic events take place in the evening, so you're spending a lot of time here at Tampa Catholic in the evenings. So you don't get an opportunity to maybe do a lot of that other stuff in regard.
Unfortunately.
I remember that, yeah.
We're out of time, but I do want to ask you one final question, because we did touch on the fact that there have been a lot of Tampa Catholic graduates that have gone on to sporting success, perhaps the most recent being Kevin Knox, who now plays in the NBA for the New York Knicks. But the question is really about yourself, though, Don. What about you? Have you ever felt, you know, look how long I've been here and all that I've accomplished and what a lot of my student athletes have gone on to do in sports. Maybe there's something bigger and better out there for me that I should be doing instead that's more high profile than Tampa Catholic High School.
Yeah, that's a great question, Bruce. You're asking me some of these questions that really made me kind of delve into my thinking along those lines. And that I certainly have been here at Tampa Catholic for a very long time, and we've been very fortunate with some outstanding athletes. Kevin, I got the opportunity to coach him for 4 years and that. And I have a son who has aspirations and has a possibility of playing basketball in Europe next year. So
wow.
You know, when I was younger, I certainly thought that high school would be a stepping stone for me. I thought, okay, I'll be at high school for a while, you know, kind of learn the coaching business and that, and then maybe move on to the college ranks and that. And I think basically as I kind of stayed longer and longer in high school, what really happened is that, you know, my wife and I, we started a family. So, you know, I have 4 kids. And I kind of realized that the college coaching life is such that you're constantly on the road recruiting, doing all kinds of things along those lines. And you know, I really wanted to spend a lot of time with my family. And that's hard when you're a coach and an athletic director. But, you know, all 4 of my kids all came here to Tampa Catholic. So it was almost like, you know, they're in my car every day. I'm driving them to school. They were all involved with athletics. I'm driving them home. I'm basically at the same place they are all the time, and they spend so much time with me in the gym. my wife is our scorekeeper. She does our scorebook at a lot of our games at Tampa Catholic. So it's kind of become a family thing, and I don't know really maybe if that had been possible if I had moved on to the college ranks or further. I will tell you this, you know, I'm 65 years old, and I think of myself as being maybe 35 sometimes, and I never think that you're too old to reinvent yourself. So, I mean, I don't want the Tampa Catholic people to think that I'm looking to leave Tampa Catholic. I certainly am not, but who knows what God might have in store for me.
Exactly.
What might come up down the lines, and I could certainly see myself you know, somewhere down the line, if the calling is there and I think it's the right move and that, and God says, hey, this is something you should do, I'm game for something. So who knows?
Well, and in the meantime, you know, you did describe how blessed you've been to be in a Catholic environment all the time, every day, and people who go to jobs that are not, you know, say you mentioned an attorney, and you could have taken a college job, but it might not have been at a Catholic college. And then, you know, what happens to your faith life at that point? So it sounds like you've been very blessed with the opportunity at Tampa Catholic, with great student athletes there. And you've obviously spent a lot of time here in the greater Tampa Bay area community. So thank you for all your service. God bless you. And I appreciate you making time to come on Catholic Sports Radio today.
Bruce, thank you very much. I think what you're doing is fantastic. I mean, I hope the show just blossoms and grows and grows and grows, because it really is a great concept that you have developed here in regards to, you know, Catholic and sports and that. I think it's great, and I commend you, and hopefully everything will go great for you.
Thank you.
Thanks again for having me on. It's been an honor, as I said, for me to be on your show.
My pleasure, and I appreciate the kind words. And listeners, since we do have a coach on this week's episode, let's do a team prayer for coaches and do it together in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, our Father, we pray for our coaches. We thank you for their unselfish dedication to the team. We thank you for the hours they have dedicated to the team and for the honor they bring to the school by their leadership and by their commitment. Lord God, bless our coaches in the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those, C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.